The Deeds of Ezra, Chapter 7. Ezra the Scribe. After these events, during the reign of Artaxerxes, king of Persia, Ezra, son of Seraiah, son of Azariah, son of Hilkiah, son of Shallum, son of Zadok, son of Ahitub, son of Amariah, son of Azariah, son of Meraioth, son of Zerahiah, son of Uzi, son of Buki, son of Abishua, son of Phinehas, son of Eleazar, son of the high priest Aaron, this Ezra came up from Babylon. He was a scribe, well versed in the law of Moses, which was given by the Lord, the God of Israel. Because the hand of the Lord his God was upon him, the king granted him all that he requested. Some of the Israelites and some priests, Levites, singers, gatekeepers, and temple slaves also came up to Jerusalem in the 7th year of King Artaxerxes. Ezra came to Jerusalem in the 5th month of that 7th year of the king. On the first day of the 1st month, he resolved on the journey up from Babylon, and on the first day of the 5th month, he arrived at Jerusalem, for the favoring hand of his God was upon him. Ezra had set his heart on the study and practice of the law of the Lord, and on teaching statutes and ordinances in Israel. The decree of Artaxerxes. This is a copy of the rescript which King Artaxerxes gave to Ezra the priest scribe, the scribe of the text of the Lord's commandments and statutes for Israel. Artaxerxes, king of kings, to Ezra the priest, scribe of the law of the God of heaven, then after greetings, I have issued this decree, that anyone in my kingdom, belonging to the people of Israel, its priests or Levites, who is minded to go up to Jerusalem with you, may do so. You are the envoy from the king and his 7 counselors to supervise Judah and Jerusalem in respect of the law of your God, which is in your possession, and to bring with you the silver and gold, which the king and his counselors have freely contributed to the God of Israel, whose dwelling is in Jerusalem, as well as all the silver and gold which you may receive throughout the province of Babylon, together with the freewill offerings which the people and priests freely contribute for the house of their God in Jerusalem. You must take care, therefore, to use this money to buy bulls, rams, lambs, and the cereal offerings and libations proper to these, and offer them on the altar of the house of your God in Jerusalem. You and your brethren may do whatever seems best to you with the remainder of the silver and gold, conformably to the will of your God. The utensils consigned to you for the service of the house of your God, you are to deposit before the God of Jerusalem. Whatever else you may be required to supply for the needs of the house of your God, you may draw from the royal treasury. I, Artaxerxes the king, issue this decree to all the treasurers of west of Euphrates. Whatever Ezra the priest, scribe of the law of the God of heaven, requests of you, dispense to him accurately within these limits. Silver, 100 talents. Wheat, 100 cores. Wine, 100 baths. Oil, 100 baths. Salt without limit. Let everything that is ordered by the God of heaven be carried out exactly for the house of the God of heaven, that wrath may not come upon the realm of the king and his sons. We also inform you that it is not permitted to impose taxes, tributes, or tolls on any priest, Levite, singer, gatekeeper, temple slave, or any other servant of that house of God. As for you, Ezra, in accordance with the wisdom of your God, which is in your possession, appoint magistrates and judges to administer justice to all the people in west of Euphrates, to all, that is, who know the laws of your God. Instruct those who do not know these laws. Whoever does not obey the law of your God and the law of the king, let strict judgment be executed upon him, whether death or corporal punishment, or a fine on his goods or imprisonment. Ezra and his companions. Blessed be the Lord, the God of our fathers, who thus disposed the mind of the king to glorify the house of the Lord in Jerusalem, and who let me find favor with the king, with his counselors, and with all the most influential royal officials. I therefore took courage, and with the hand of the Lord my God upon me, I gathered together Israelite family heads to make the return journey with me.